The late Amy Winehouse will be going on tour this year. More accurately, a company called Bass Hologram has created a digital 3D representation of the singer, which will be presented all over the world, backed up by a live band. There are plans for other holographic acts too, Roy Orbison, Billie Holiday, Elvis. Being someone who always lobbies for hearing living, breathing musicians in the flesh, you can probably guess my opinion on this, but please allow me to tell you exactly why. The technology I'm talking about is admittedly a cool stage effect, like when the virtual band Gorillaz appeared in hologram form at the 2005 MTV EMA Awards. And though morbid, it was striking to see an image of the late Tupac Shakur rapping with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg at Coachella in 2012. But a computer-generated hologram is not live music. There's no genuine two-way communication between artist and audience. It's ghoulish, too, watching dead people made to move. But my main objection is that the artists aren't around to be a part of the music-making process. It's more like they are being turned into puppets, with a software company pulling the strings. Perhaps some artists would actually like having a computer perform for them. Pianist Glenn Gould famously hated giving concerts, but a company called iLlusion will be bringing his gigabytes to concert halls this year. They're also presenting digital versions of Ronnie James Dio and even Frank Zappa, who I'd bet money would not approve of this sort of thing. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
This is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell with Mark Foley, listening to almost certainly a disapproving Frank Zappa right now.
Glad to be here in the flesh, Fletcher.
Yeah, me too, Mark, because that would creep me out a little
bit. Yeah, right. Yeah, that was Frank Zappa doing the tune I'm the Slime, which is a commentary on TV from his album Overnight Sensation from 1974.
Well, you've brought along a number of other artists who you haven't said, but I'm assuming are people who are going to be having tours coming up, even despite the fact that none of them are alive anymore.
Yeah, kind of weird, right? Am I the only one here? Or
you know, I got creeped out when they put Fred Astaire on that commercial dancing around with I think a vacuum cleaner, maybe. So this stuff is way too far for me.
Yeah, clever. Yes.
Yes. But agreed.
But yeah, kind of like, would Fred have approved? I guess that's my thesis here.
Right.
Yeah. So, and one of my favorite artists of all time, Billie Holiday, she will be going on tour, even though she died many, many years ago. So I brought along a recording of her, recorded in 1939. This is a tune called Yesterday's, Teddy Wilson on piano, Lester Young on sax. Amazing cut. It was featured on the film Fritz the Cat. I don't know if you need to admit that you've seen that movie, but it's on there.
Days are new as happy sweet.
One artist I'm actually really surprised to see on here is Maria Callas.
Yeah, yeah, one of the most famous opera singers of all time. She's an amazing singer.
You wouldn't expect that's somebody that they would bring back in hologram form.
I know. Opera fans are pretty rabid, though, you have to admit. And yeah, bringing back one of the most famous opera artists, I bet it's probably going to be lucrative for somebody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wanted to bring one of her most famous recordings. This is the aria Vici d'Arte from Tosca by Puccini. This was recorded under Victor de Sabata in 1953.
You mentioned, and I think that probably a lot of these artists, it's easy to assume, would not be so happy with being brought back in hologram form. It just seems hard to imagine that they would be okay with that.
Yeah.
But one person you mentioned who might be is Glenn Gould.
Right, yeah. He hated performing. You know, in his career, he only gave about 200 concerts.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he was a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the age of 31, he quit performing completely and basically lived in a recording studio where he could control the dynamics and tone of every single note being recorded on tape. So, you know, maybe having a computer do all this work for him, I think maybe he'd like that. This is one of my favorite piano concertos of all time, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. This he actually performed live, with the New York Phil under Leonard Bernstein in 1961.
Thank you.
The next person, honestly, I'm also surprised to see on here, not because I think he's not worthy of it. Roy Orbison is, you know, one of the greats of all time. He's certainly one of my favorites. But it seems strange that there would be an audience to see a hologram Roy Orbison.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, he is one of the originators of rock and roll. He's just an absolute icon. So I could see where people would want this. I don't know, maybe it was just... maybe whoever's in charge of his estate just thought it would be a good idea. Jury's still out. We'll see. But this is one of his most famous tunes, Crying, from 1962.
Said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. It's hard to understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now you're gone, and from this moment on, I'll be crying, 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 yeah, crying, crying.
And then we'll end where you began with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, and it's just a sad story. The whole Amy Winehouse story is sad. And maybe this is why I'm a little incensed right now. It's like there's a company trying to make money on her. And this is from an album that was hastily put out right after her death. This album is called Lioness, Hidden Treasures. It's all covers. But, you know... it's great music. This is a Leon Russell cover. This is a Song for You, which everybody's covered. Ray Charles, Donny Hathaway, The Carpenters, Willie Nelson. Aretha Franklin did a great version of it. We'll see. Jury's still out. Hope you enjoy it.
And we'll leave you there with Amy Winehouse. I guess whether we like it or not, this is the future. And at the very least, I mean, these are great artists that people may be able to rediscover.
True, yeah. Maybe it'll open up an audience. Yeah, good point.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Fletcher.
I treated you, I kindly can see. Oh, there's no point for to me. So darling, what's blazing from me? Flying alone, and again. No space or time.